The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada, you do it. Inside a very rainy beltway on the last day of November on Cyber Monday 2020. And this is the day that all the online retailers, from Amazon to Walmart, from Costco to Target, they all give you their best deals. So people will be happily doing their Christmas shopping. I think Christmas is going to be very different this year. If you don't have to go to parties and you're not going to get at grandmother's house and you're waiting for the vaccine, and the vaccine is rolling out across the entire country and soon the world, Moderna announced earlier, during the break, in fact, that their results show its vaccine is perfectly safe, and they will ask the FDA for expedited approval. So Pfizer and Moderna will both be rolling out their vaccine across the country. Frontline healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, ER attendants, people who work in hospitals, ambulance drivers, admissions clerks, they'll all get it. My official toxicologist of the Hugh Hewitt Show has done dozens of drug trials over his 45 years career. Tells me to expect all of the frontline people to be covered by the end of this month, December. Next month, actually, because we're still November 30th. And for everyone who wants a vaccine to be able in the United States to get one by the end of March, the problem, he says, remains the third world. And the third world needs the AstraZeneca because they don't have the infrastructure with which to cool the Moderna and really cool the Pfizer vaccine. But in the United States, it will be fine. It will roll out. People will get it. America will get back to normal and we'll lead the world. America is going to save the world again. And it's going to be Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed that does it because of the scientific and logistical pump that it got. The money, the manpower, the cheerleading, the effort, it's terrific. President-elect Biden is naming his economic team Neera Tanden, who I have often debated on TV. She's fine. She's a liberal, but she's a nice person. Heading up the Office of Management and Budget. Cecilia Roos to head the Council on Economic Advisors. That really doesn't matter as much. The CEA is always a fun place, but they debate a lot and they talk a lot and they don't really have any power. OMB has a lot of power. Neera is going to have a lot of power at OMB. There is a big effort, the Wall Street Journal says. Investors are piling into risky electronically traded funds. People put $16 billion into the first 10 months of the year into ETFs. Not a great move, in my view. In fact, let me do a market checkup for you folks, brought to you by AndrewandTodd.com. They are the best lenders in the world. They're with Sierra Pacific Mortgage, longtime sponsors of my program. AndrewandTodd.com will lend you the money to buy a house. And I really think you ought to go out and get that house now because these interest rates are not going to last. The 10-year Treasury is at 0.84%. It's down a little bit from last week. So interest rates remain at rock bottom lows, but I just don't believe they're going to stay there. I believe that a lot of you will understand the window is open. Go and refinance your house, buy your house, help your son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter get into a house at these interest rates because you'll never be this low again. On Friday, the Dow is up 0.37. Huh, you say, but it was Black Friday. What about all the shopping that went on? Well, it's about 50% of the in-store retail that most people normally receive. NASDAQ was up 114 points because all of that Black Friday shopping still happened. It just happened online. And the S&P was up only 8. This morning overseas, Germany up a little bit, England down a little bit. They don't really know what to make of it. And in America, Cyber Monday, what's it going to mean? We won't know until later in the day. But I believe it will continue to be extraordinary pent-up demand for Christmas presents that just are not going to be delivered in person. The key is to wait for the vaccine. Donald Trump on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday laid out the impressive record of Warp Speed. Cut number four.
And even now, the stock market just hit an all-time high during a pandemic. And what did I do? I came up with vaccines that people didn't think would have for 5 years. And we have them. They're going to be distributed in 2 weeks. I mean, think of what we've done. And nobody's done it like this. And we're doing much better than Europe. By the way, you know, you never hear about Europe. We're doing better than the rest of the world. We're doing better. But we have two vaccines. We're coming up with another one. Johnson & Johnson's coming up with one. We'll have four or five great vaccines 4 or 5 years ahead of schedule. People hardly talk about that. And they'll try and claim, they'll try and say that Biden came up with the vaccines.
No, it's Operation Warp Speed put together by President Trump, Vice President Pence, and the task force that exists today. There will be a new task force on January 20th. I understand that. I think they will pick up whatever is being done and just roll it out. The logistical miracle and the scientific miracle of Operation Warp Speed, the president-elect and Ron Klain are not going to screw it up for political purposes. They realize that whatever you do in the transition is forgotten by the time re-election rolls around. It will be forgotten by the midterms. And the midterms, you know, I cannot figure out whether or not the Republicans have 214, 215, or 213 seats. I don't think they have 216 seats. I believe they've won the Iowa race. This tells you every vote counts. Six-vote race in Iowa for House of Representatives seats. Meeks, Congresswoman Meeks, I think is her name, has a Republican challenger, has won by 6 votes out of hundreds of thousands cast. 6 votes. Mike Garcia in California is going to win by 500 to 1,000 votes. Don't know about the upstate New York seat that's still being counted because New York is the most screwed up state in the union. Honest to goodness, Andrew Cuomo, what a governor. Whew. Meanwhile, the president talked about what it was like on election night. Cut number nine.
The election, I was called by the biggest people saying congratulations, political people. Congratulations, sir, you just won the election. It was 10 o'clock and you looked at the numbers and I'm sure you felt that way. This election was over. And then they did dumps. They call them dumps, big, massive dumps in Michigan and Pennsylvania and all over. If you take a look at just about every state that we're talking about, every swing state that we're talking about. And they did these massive dumps of votes. And all of a sudden, I went from winning by a lot to losing by a little. And in some cases, it took a period of time to do it.
Now, he goes on to argue, don't expect the Supreme Court. He's trying to let everybody know. Don't expect the Supreme Court. Don't expect a miracle. President-elect Biden is going to be President Biden on January 20th. He's trying to let people down. Cut number 10.
Well, the problem is it's hard to get into the Supreme Court. I've got the best Supreme Court advocates, lawyers, that want to argue the case if it gets there. But they said it's very hard to get a case up there. Can you imagine? Donald Trump, President of the United States, files a case, and I probably can't get a case, even with, and we have tremendous proof. We have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits, sworn affidavits. And it's very hard to get a case to the Supreme Court. That's what everybody's fighting for. I thought that Mike Kelly, congressman, I thought they had a great case and it got thrown out the other day. Now they'll appeal it, I hope, to the Supreme Court. They have a great case because the legislature didn't make the decision on this stuff and they have a great case. But you have to appeal it. The big thing is, can you get it?
That is the big thing. Very difficult to get cert. The president's case, which he was hoping on Congressman Kelly's case, that would be the one that would throw out Pennsylvania and be a precedent, another, did not get out of the Third Circuit. It was turned down by a Trump judge and other judges. I think 3 Republican judges said there is no standing here. There is no case. So he's trying to let people know it's going to be President Biden. There is not a case alive in the United States today that will change the outcome of this election. I will let you know if that happens. There isn't one. He is gearing up to run in 2024. That's what I said on Meet the Press yesterday. Cut number one.
Hugh Hewitt, your listeners, they don't, maybe they don't want to believe the facts that are on the ground. Do you feel like you confront your listeners enough that don't want to believe the facts, or do you think you could do more?
Oh, every day I talk to people who believe that there's massive fraud in Georgia, and I tell them no, and they've got to get out and vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who I support. But I think what's going on is an undervaluation of the voters' intelligence again. They're very sophisticated. They know President Trump is, as of today, planning on running for election in 2024 against President-elect Biden, and he's doing things consistent with that.
Stop right there. That's what's going on. The campaign for 2024 has begun. I'll play you that clip in its entirety when we come back, but it's begun. Use the break, will you, to go to andrewandtodd.com. Give them a little bit of information. They will help you maximize the value of your home or get into one. Andrewandtodd.com or call them at 888-888-1172. Come right back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. One of my favorite carols. You know the story of this song? I learned it. This was really one of those weird moments. I would guess it was 2007. My friends, who I won't name, they're part of the family of Mitt Romney, invited me to give some opening remarks at the Christmas tree lighting at the LDS temple in San Diego. Now, I'm not a member of the LDS church, so I can't go inside the temple. So I was invited to give some remarks. But they light it up. It's really one of the great pageants of San Diego. And you can bring the music down. And one of the great pageants of San Diego. Absolutely gorgeous. So I said, love to, happy to come. I look forward to it. But Jim says to me, Dr. Jim, and some people know him, but you can't go very long. I said, I won't go very long. I understand. The crowd is there for the light. They're not there to listen to Hugh Hewitt. They just want someone to do a little bit, 3-minute shtick. I've always understand when you've got a 3-minute, 5-minute, 10-minute, whatever it is, hit your mark, right? If you've been doing this as long as I have, hit your mark. So I prepare a little 5-minute deal, and I talk about my favorite story behind a carol. Now, I did a book in 1996 called Searching for God in America. And the back of it includes Walt Harris' essay, it's called Searching for God in America, on famous hymns and carols. And Mark Roberts has done a show on it before. But they didn't cover this one because this is a 1962 carol. Do you hear what I hear? 1962. And the back story of it is it was written by the secular songwriters during the Cuban Missile Crisis, which scared the living daylights out of everyone. I'm not old enough to remember the Cuban Missile Crisis. I'm born in 56 and 62. I, you know, I'm waiting for Santa to come. I don't know anything about Soviet missiles in Cuba and blockades and the 13-day book and all that. I mean, it was tense. So these people wrote that. Do you hear what I hear? It was a cry for peace in the world and an enormous relief that the Cuban Missile Crisis did not blow up the world. And we were close. We were very, very close. And we may be close again, given the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. But that's why I like it. So I gave my little 3 minutes, but that's why I love the carol. And the LDS choir in San Diego then went into a pre-planned, pre-rehearsed program that had been planned for weeks, months. They had been rehearsing. The first song of which was, Do You Hear What I Hear? Okay, that's just a great coincidence, right? It's like they coordinated with me, not a chance. Nobody said boo to me. They had no idea. I prepared it on the fly, like the day before. I had no idea. And I just like that carol because when I was younger, in the mid-60s, it was sung by a baritone at Blessed Sacrament Church in Warren, Ohio, and I was by just a solo baritone without organ or piano, just stood up and sang it in the old church, the one that's gone now, at Blessed Sacrament in the gym. It's now the gym for the Blessed Sacrament School. Every parochial school that was built in the 60s was built. You build the gym first. That's where you hold mass. That's the church until you can afford to build the church. Build the school first. The gym is the church, and then the church gets built, and then the gym becomes a gym. Right? Everybody knows that. That's why. And now they're contracting. And so all those old gyms are being used by the community at large. And that's fine. And the churches are standing and the schools are closed. I wish one of the billionaires would just give all the money to the Catholic schools and say, reopen your schools. And that will solve America's inner city schooling problem. It would. Don't give billions of dollars to foundations to study the problem. Just give it to the bishops. They'll reopen their schools. And their schools will be the place. But that's the story behind that carol. Love that carol. Don't go anywhere, America. More coming up. 1-800-520-1234. Is Newsmax TV the way, or is Hugh Hewitt TV the way? Is there going to be an alternative? The New York Times covers that story, and I talk about it when we come back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. I don't know about you, but when I think of Kris Kringle, I also think of Kurt Schlichter. He's really Father Christmas to us all. Colonel Kurt joins me. He's got a new book out. Good morning, Colonel. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm glad that I'm associated with Christmas cheer instead of grim misery.
No, you're not the Grinch. You're Kris Kringle, Kurt. Kurt, before I go to talk about your new book, Crisis, which is your latest Turnbull novel, which our friends at the Bulwark really love.
They hailed it as appalling.
They hailed it as appalling.
That's a blurb on the cover.
Let me add, well, I want to do this in order. First, I want to ask you about Nevada. Then I want to ask you about Joe Biden nominees. And then I'm going to come to the Kelly Turnbull series. So first of all, how did it go in Nevada? You went over there with Rick Grinnell and a bunch of people to do the best that you could, but there's no turning it around. What happened? What'd you see?
It was a very interesting experience, Hugh. I spent about three days there, and then I had to come home and quarantine for COVID for 2 weeks. So that was a delight.
Did you get it?
Oh yeah. Oh, I had it.
How did it go? How did it feel?
I considered it a moderate head cold. But my real problem is I infected my wife,
who's
from Cuba, and once told me I don't own enough guns. Which, by any reasonable measure, I do.
Did she take that out? I mean, was she sicker than you were?
She was, how do you say it in Spanish? Muy unhappio.
Oh, muy unhappio. Arena, oh. So, but you're both recovered?
Yeah, we're both fine. She actually did worse than me, which, you know, boomerang for make me do worse than her. You know, she lost her taste and smell. I just kind of had the sniffles and just felt a little off. Minor fever. She had a more major fever. We were okay. Luckily, we have teenagers, so they don't talk to us, and so there was no problem quarantining from them.
Okay, that's number one. What did you see in Nevada when you were there before you got sick?
Well, I saw a lot of people trying to come together to fight a fight that, frankly, I think we need to be prepared for next time. It was a lot of us coming together, you know, very quickly. There are some there's a decent repository of very good electoral law folks in the Republican Party, just not enough of them. Combined with some folks like me, which is I'm kind of a have gun, will travel litigator, we were able to put together some challenges. But you know, Hugh, you see this like I do as a lawyer. This is, you know, pushing a boulder uphill. To win this fight, we've got to get three judges to effectively pick an election. Then we've got to get three courts of appeal to say, okay, I'm cool with you picking the results of the election. Then we got to get the Supreme Court to do it. So it's always an uphill battle. A fraud case will take me 2 or 3 years to get to trial. You've got maybe a month to put one together in an election challenge. And not just fraud, but irregularities of all kinds. Some are technical. Some are actually kind of malicious. So it's very, very tough. On an abbreviated schedule, I think the lawyers did a very good job with what they had. But, you know, Hugh, when you're committing fraud, you're kind of covering your tracks. When there are irregularities, you still have people defending the system. It's not an easy fight.
So, Kurt, what I think the president, Maria Bartiromo, yesterday was trying to tell his supporters, I'm not going to win any lawsuits. I am going to run for president in 2024. And by the way, we need to win Georgia. I think that's what he was saying yesterday. I speak Trump pretty well. He's saying it's hard to get to the Supreme Court. There is presently no lawsuit that has not been dismissed that would alter any result in any state. That's a factual statement. Do you agree with it?
I think that you are correctly assessing the president's position. The president's a practical guy. He's a smart guy. Look, he's a guy who builds tall buildings. And, you know, fantasy doesn't enter into it when it comes to engineering. The building either stands or it falls. And sometimes you don't like the answer. I do think he'll run in 2024. That's just what my gut says. I think there are a lot of Republicans who are going to grumble a little about having to stand back in line an extra 4 to 8 years. But that's just the way the cookie crumbles. This is a very competitive guy. This is a guy who arguably chose to run for president when Barack Obama insulted him at the White House press correspondents' dinner. He wants to win. He wants to Grover Cleveland this all over the place, and I would not put it past him.
Oh, I think he's going to declare Trump 2024 on or before the inauguration. Now, let me talk to you about my theory of the case regarding President-elect Biden. I would, except for the Secretary of Defense and the service chiefs and the Defense Department, give him whoever he wants. He's going to nominate liberals like Neera Tanden for OMB and maybe Bernie Sanders for... I would give him whoever he wants, because the quicker you unveil socialism, the quicker it fails. The only place I would insist on reality is DOD. It's really the only place I would put up a fight. Otherwise, take it, run with it, collapse it quickly, because it ain't going to work, Kurt. What's your theory of the case on nominees?
I like that theory because, look, he's going to fail. He's got. I'm surprised at how center-left he is instead of hard-left, although everybody to me is hard-left. I mean, that's just the way it is. But he's not picking, you know, the squad. I don't see Elizabeth Warren on the war path as a Treasury Secretary, for instance. But I do think, I kind of channel the Romans. I want to see some heads on some pikes. There are some people there who need to be made examples of. Definitely draw the line at the Defense Department. Otherwise, give him, you know, the less crazy ones. But there are a few people who have just crossed the line, and it's time to flex our muscles and exercise our power and tell this guy no. We're effectively going to have a split government. I think we're going to win in Georgia, mostly because the murder turtle. Mitch McConnell, Mitch, is in charge of this fight.
And, did you come up with that? Is that yours?
Probably.
The murder turtle.
Look, he's going to Amy McGrath as Warnock and Ossoff, Tweedledee and Tweedle leftist.
Oh, the murder turtle. The Cocaine Mitch has a new name. Moscow Mitch, Cocaine, the Grim Rich, and now the Myrtle Turtle. The murder turtle. Kurt Schlichter, that's brilliant. Well, now tell me something about the Kelly Turnbull novels are hated by, they're not even rhinos. They just kind of left the Republican Party, and they're never going to work again. The funny thing is, the Never Trumpers think they are going to be welcomed back with open arms. They're actually radioactive. They're the green kryptonite of the Republican Party. You can't even sit next to them at dinner, right? You can't email with them and have a future in the Republican Party. And they hate your books, which means your books are going to sell millions. Tell us about Kelly Turnbull and the latest.
Well, look, I'm an Andrew Breitbart guy, and Andrew Breitbart said, hey, we need to do some conservative culture, but it's got to be good. It's got to be fun. I love, airplane books, action, adventure. I love humor. I was a stand-up comic for a while. You know, you read my stuff at Town Hall. I tell a joke or two. And I just decided to write a book called People's Republic back in 2016 about America splitting in two and a taciturn operative who goes into the blue America and sees all sorts of crazy stuff. You know, nutty stuff, Hugh. That I'm just fantasizing about people getting arrested for misgendering others. That's nuts. That could never happen. Over the course of five books, they practically moved into the nonfiction section. The latest is Crisis, about trying to avoid a terrible, terrible conflict between red and blue America. And my operative is out there, you know, chasing terrorists and making fun of liberals. And he encounters people like Eric Swalwell and Jerry Nadler. And it's lots of fun, and there's lots of guns. I just want to make some I want to read. And, you know, it got to number 29 on all of Amazon.
Yeah, well, they've all done very well. Is this four or five in the series?
This is number five. I mean, I'm sitting there going, you mean I'm beating 50 Shades of Grey? That's something.
Well, you are kind of 50 Shades of Grayish, Kurt. Tell me a little bit about
50 Shades of Red.
What 50 Shades of Red? Who is the publisher of Crisis?
Well, what I did, I do two things. Regner is my publisher for nonfiction. And I'll probably have another proposal to them in a few months, and then we'll do that. And I do one of those a year. These, I take advantage of Amazon, which allows you to publish professionally without going through a publisher. So I'm not spending 9 months in an editing process on these. I get them. I edit them. I proofread them. I have an artist who does very distinctive and beautiful covers. Covers are always fun. And then I can just put it out. And again, I get to 29 on all of Amazon.
I know you do the Don Jr. thing. And Don Jr., you know, I wonder if the president is going to do that with his memoir.
Why not?
You get to keep 95% of the money then, as opposed to keep 5% of the money.
Absolutely. The money is just fine. But the control is great, too, because what publishing? I'm beating guys like Brad Thor, right?
Careful, you're going to have Scott come and blow up your house. His hero, Harvath.
Let him come.
Kelly Turnbull and Scott Harvath are going to have it out.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, there may be a Jim Garrity crossover with his Hunting for Horsemen book for the next time, but we'll see how that works out. But the thing is, I don't have to ask a publisher. You know, publishers are skittish. I've had offers on these books, but a lot of them are terrified because they're outspokenly conservative books. They make fun of liberals, and of course, they've got the Bill Kristol seal of disapproval. And a lot of them won't touch them. So
I got to ask you about that. There is a story in the New York Times today about Newsmax, how they've gone to a million viewers from 50,000. And Michael Clemente, who's a longtime news person, says 50% of America has 90% of television news yelling at them. That's a paraphrase. That's absolutely true, only it's 74 million Americans have 95 to 99% of television news yelling at them. Can that endure in a market-based system?
Well, what's interesting is my views have evolved over a while over time. I thought, well, money will always win out, but not being hassled by your leftist second wife, for these CEOs is also a very, very important factor. And I think a lot of them are leaving money on the table. They're leaving money on the table with the Kelly Turnbull books. Fox is leaving money on the table with by making a conscious effort to move, if not to the left, to the center. And conservatives are the ultimate abused wives, Hugh, as you well know. They are suspicious. They are ready to believe the worst out of anybody. That is why Fox's ratings have gone down. They feel betrayed.
Whether they
that's
will,
right or wrong,
they will go. If there are good production values, they will go. That's why people are actually watching Hugh Hewitt on Facebook right now. Kurt Schlichter is going to be in for me next Wednesday, a week from Wednesday. He can tell you more at that time about crisis. Thank you, Colonel Kurt. He is, of course, the Kris Kringle of Conservative Christmas, Kurt Schlichter. Don't go anywhere, America, except to relieffactor.com. Great sponsor of the program. I'm sure Kurt takes it every day. Does he take it when he comes to the studio, Generalissimo? I hope he takes his Relief Factor on air and does. He's got enough reps now as my guest host that he often takes relieffactor.com with him wherever he goes as he flies over. And I'm so glad he's better. You know, I know everyone on the COVID spectrum, from people who had the sniffles to people who died. Stay tuned, America.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt, 51 minutes after the hour. Christmas music has arrived at the Hugh Hewitt Show because it's after Thanksgiving. And I go with the old department store rule. No Christmas before Thanksgiving. That's been broken this year. And today is Cyber Monday. But, you know, a lot of Cyber Monday took place on Black Friday because a lot of people didn't go to the mall. You could get a parking space on Friday. You could go to the mall. I'm not sure who did. I'm not sure. They've got to be younger. You don't really want to get COVID. Hundreds of thousands of people are getting it every day. I think about 5% of America has been infected. Now, the death rate is way down because we know how to treat it better. And the wonderful doctors, nurses, and hospital workers are doing a magnificent job. And there are new therapeutics and new approaches to it. But Moderna announced this morning their vaccine works. They're going to get the FDA emergency approval. They will roll it out like Pfizer. Yesterday on Meet the Press, where I was, Dr. Fauci told the world, as he did, I'm sure, on the other networks, the vaccine will reach frontline first responders by the end of December. The official research toxicologist, PhD toxicologist of the Hugh Hewitt Show, who retired from one of the bigs after 45 years of work, told me on Thursday of last week, Operation Warp Speed is simply phenomenal. It's a miracle, a scientific and logistical achievement without parallel in the history of science. And every doctor, he believes, every doctor and nurse will get it by the end of December, the vaccination in the United States. And that everyone who wants a vaccination will get it by the end of March, but that the country will not achieve herd immunity until September because half the country is going to be suspicious of it. Listen, get the vaccine as soon as it's offered to you. Get it. You don't want to take the risk. Yes, there are people like my friend Kurt Schlichter, like my friend Robert O'Brien, who have gotten it and have recovered, like the President of the United States. And then I've got friends who died. And you don't want to be on that end of the spectrum. You don't want to get it. You don't want to gamble. Why? Remain, keep wearing your mask, keep staying inside. This is just science. If you reduce the amount of risk you take, you reduce the likelihood of getting it. That is what all of life is about when it comes to risk-taking. You take smart risks. You don't take stupid risks. You don't invest in a startup that is all paper and promise. You invest in Amazon. If you want to take a risk, you invest in Costco or Target. You don't invest in these new risky ETFs. And you don't say, I'm going to get immunity by getting COVID and staying home for 2 weeks. Bad idea. Wait for the vaccination. Keep wearing your mask. Keep socially distancing. And shop online. Cyber Monday's got great, great results. But as my pastor said at Mass yesterday, there isn't going to be a lot of Christmas parties this year. And he's kind of happy about that because he's old school and he believes Advent ought to be a time of reflection and preparation for Christmas, old school, kind of a mini Lent. I'm not with him on that. I love Christmas parties. I love Christmas. And I believe in celebrating the birth of Christ, not being old school and moping around and going with the 12 days of Christmas, because the entire culture looks at you and you don't have any fun when they're having fun. And you don't have family together when family's getting together. But this year, there aren't going to be Christmas parties at work. That's stupid. So take the money you would have spent on the Secret Santa and give it to Prison Fellowship. All right. Over at HughHewitt.com, there is a banner. And I encourage you to go to that banner and use it and be as generous as you can. Because there are kids who have depended on Angel Tree for decades. Kevin is one such kid talking about his most precious Christmas memories because of Angel Tree.
It was cool to know that in some form of a way, she was still like looking out for me, even though she wasn't there. I had hope and could definitely still feel that love and that bond between us. I think it's so important to support Angel Tree. You have no idea the hope that you're instilling in them just by that simple gesture of them receiving a gift from the parent, even though the parent is not there.
His mom was at Rikers. An infamous name. It's not an infamous prison anymore. It's a prison. They're not fun. And the moms and dads in there long to be able to have the means to send a note along with a present and a Bible to every child in America whose parent is incarcerated. And you help them do that when you donate to Angel Tree. And you can do that right now during the break. You go to HughHewitt.com. You go to the very top and you will find there the Angel Tree banner. Please be as generous as you can. It takes $22 for one kid to get a present, $22, but you can go much bigger than that. You can give $100,000, $200,000, $1 million. I really do hope we make Christmas come alive for a lot of kids who otherwise do not get Christmas. And this year, the church patio delivery system is broken. That's where people normally get their Angel Tree. I've seen it for years at my churches on the West Coast. Angel Tree has been operating on church patios. I think they work here in the East Coast, too. But again, everything's shut down, so I haven't seen them. But you can be a part of that simply by going to HughHewitt.com. You can also watch me. And when I come back next hour, I'm going to talk about the New York Times article that is about alternatives to television. Half of America voted for Donald Trump. 74 million people voted for Donald Trump. And about 3% of television news talks to them. There will be a response. Part of it is you watching me on Facebook and Instagram, which I urge you to go and do right now. And come back for the hour number three of the November 30th Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.